Lesson 10. King Benjamin teaches his people. Purpose: to strengthen the children's commitment to keep their baptismal covenants and follow Jesus Christ. Preparation: 1. Prayerfully study 2 Nephi chapter 31, verses 5 through 12, and Messiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 22, chapter 3, verses 2 through 19, chapter 4, verses 11 through 16, chapter 5, verses 5 through 8, and 13 through 16. Then study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture account. See Preparing Your Lessons, page Roman numeral 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. 2. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will involve the children and best help them achieve the purpose of the lesson. 3. Materials needed: A. A Book of Mormon for each child. B. Picture 4-21, King Benjamin addresses his people. Gospel Art Picture Kit 307, number 62298. Suggested lesson development: invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity: write the family names of the children in your class on the chalkboard. Ask the children to explain why they have these names. What does being a use family name mean to you? Explain that when we are born into a family, we take upon ourselves a family name. This name may represent many important things, such as our heritage, our beliefs, the way we do things, and so on. When we are baptized, we become members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and take upon ourselves the name of Jesus Christ. When we take the name of Jesus Christ upon us, we are declaring our belief in Him and our willingness to follow His teachings. Explain that King Benjamin was a prophet who taught the importance of taking upon ourselves the name of Jesus Christ. Scripture account: teach the children the account of King Benjamin teaching his people from Messiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 22, chapter 3, verses 2 through 19, chapter 4, verses 11 through 16, chapter 5, verses 5 through 8, and 13 through 16. Use the picture at an appropriate time. For suggested ways to teach the scripture account, see Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. Discussion and application questions: study the following questions and the scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading the references with the children in class will help them gain insights into the scriptures. Why did King Benjamin call his people together? Mosiah chapter 1, verse 10. How did the people of Zarahemla respond to the call to gather at the temple to hear their prophet and king? Mosiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 6. How do we hear or receive the words of the living prophets? General conference, church publications, church meetings, and so on. How can we prepare ourselves to listen to the words of our leaders? Mosiah chapter 2, verse 9. How did King Benjamin serve his people? Mosiah chapter 2, verses 12 through 15. How did King Benjamin say we can serve Heavenly Father? Mosiah chapter 2, verses 16 through 19. How do you think serving others shows your gratitude and love for Heavenly Father? What are we promised if we obey Heavenly Father's commandments? Mosiah chapter 2, verse 22. What did King Benjamin teach the people about Jesus Christ? Mosiah chapter 3, verses 5 through 7 and 9 and 10. What great act of service did Christ perform for each of us? Mosiah chapter 3, verses 11 through 13. Explain that Jesus Christ suffered and died that we might repent of our sins, be baptized, be resurrected, and live with Heavenly Father forever. His sacrifice for us is called the Atonement. Why is it important for us to take upon ourselves the name of Jesus Christ? Mosiah chapter 3, verse 17. What does Jesus Christ ask us to do in order to take upon ourselves His name? 2 Nephi chapter 31, verses 5 through 12. Refer also to Mosiah chapter 2, verse 22. Be baptized and keep the commandments. Mosiah chapter 3, verse 19. submit our will to the Savior's will.
What commandments did King Benjamin tell his people they should obey? Mosiah chapter 3, verse 21. Mosiah chapter 4, verses 11 through 15. Mosiah chapter 5, verse 5. You might use the word strips in enrichment activity 1 as part of your discussion. What did King Benjamin say would happen if we keep the commandments? Mosiah chapter 2, verse 41. How did the people respond to King Benjamin's teachings? Mosiah chapter 5, verse 2. What can we do to experience this mighty change? Refer to Mosiah chapter 3, verse 19. What did King Benjamin's people covenant to do? Mosiah chapter 5, verses 6 through 9. Enrichment activities. You may use one or more of the following activities at any time during the lesson or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. Make and display the following word strips. Draw a representation of the tower that King Benjamin used to teach his people. Mount the word strips on the drawing as you discuss ways we can take upon ourselves the name of Jesus Christ. Have the children think of ways they can obey the commandments represented on the word strips. Have faith in Jesus Christ. Mosiah chapter 3, verse 21. Repent. Mosiah chapter 3, verse 21. Make and keep baptismal covenants. Mosiah chapter 5, verse 5. Pray daily. Mosiah chapter 4, verse 11. Be kind to others. Mosiah chapter 4, verse 13. Don't fight or quarrel. Mosiah chapter 4, verse 14. Serve others. Mosiah chapter 4, verse 15. Help the poor. Mosiah chapter 4, verse 16. Live the gospel. Mosiah chapter 4, verse 15. 2. Using simple costumes or props, dramatize King Benjamin's speaking to his people. The children could arrange their chairs in the outline of a tent with an opening toward the front of the room. The children could sit on the floor inside the tent facing the front. The person acting out the part of King Benjamin could speak to them while standing on a chair at the front of the room. Have this child read King Benjamin's words from Mosiah chapter 2, verse 9. 3. Tell the children about the latest general conference of the church. If possible, show them a copy of the conference issue of the Ensign or International Magazine. Compare this conference to the meeting King Benjamin held with his people. Explain how the church helps all its members receive messages from the president of the church and other general authorities through radio, television, and satellite broadcasts, and through printed materials. Discuss some of the topics from the last conference. Encourage the children to read or listen to the messages from the next general conference and follow the counsel of our prophets and leaders. 4. Help the children understand and memorize the last phrase of Mosiah chapter 2, verse 17. When ye are in the service of your fellow beings, ye are only in the service of your God. 5. Discuss how the 13th article of faith relates to King Benjamin's address. Help the children memorize this article of faith. 6. Sing or read the words to love one another. Hymns, number 308, or Children's Songbook, page 136. You may also use I'm Trying to Be Like Jesus, Children's Songbook, page 78. Conclusion. Testimony. Bear testimony of the atonement of Jesus Christ and how it blesses our lives. Emphasize the importance of keeping the commandments as we take upon ourselves the name of Jesus Christ. Suggested home reading. Suggest that the children study Mosiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 18 at home as a review of this lesson. Invite a child to say the closing prayer. End of lesson 10, King Benjamin teaches his people.